You are listening to the audio of Unexpected Hotel Room Encounter, brought to you by SexiestStories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. As I lay on the bed of my hotel room, completely naked except for the headphones covering my ears, I was enjoying a solo adventure into the realm of erotic videos. My vibrator buzzed between my legs as I watched a scene unfold on my phone screen. A gorgeous woman and handsome man dominating and pleasuring each other in a way that made my body tremble with anticipation. Suddenly, the sound of someone knocking at my hotel room door startled me, pulling me out of my fantasy world for just a moment. I quickly dismissed it as room service or maintenance, assuming they would go away after a few more knocks. But as I continued to pleasure myself, feeling the vibrations growing stronger and deeper with each passing minute, the knocking persisted, louder and more insistent this time. I was just about to reach my peak when I heard the door handle turn and the door creak open slowly. Startled, I quickly pulled off my headphones and turned to see a handsome man standing there, staring at me with wide eyes. My heart raced as I realized he must have seen everything. My naked body laid bare before him, my vibrator buzzing away between my legs. I'm so sorry, the man stammered, quickly averting his gaze back to the door. I knocked, but you didn't answer, so I assumed. He trailed off toward the door, still clearly mortified by the situation. But as I looked at him, tall, muscular, with a confident air about him that sent shivers down my spine, I felt a sudden surge of lust wash over me. This was no coincidence, this was fate, and I wasn't going to let this opportunity pass me by. Actually, I said, my voice surprisingly steady despite the racing of my heart. Can you come back here? He turned back toward me, blinked for a moment before hesitantly stepping back into the main room. As he turned to face me again, I deliberately let my knees fall apart, revealing the glistening wetness between my legs, as well as the vibrator still buzzing away eagerly. His eyes widened even further, taking in the scene before him with a mixture of shock and desire. He swallowed hard, clearly struggling to contain his arousal. I am unsure what to do here, sorry, he admitted quietly, staring at my pussy hungrily while still looking thoroughly flustered. I smiled up at him, feeling bold and daring in this unexpected situation. No need to apologize, I assured him. I actually think we should take advantage of this little accident. His eyes snapped back up to mine, a flicker of hope igniting within them. You do? He asked tentatively. I nodded slowly, my gaze locked with his. Yes, I said firmly. I'm horny as hell right now, and you're the most attractive man I've seen in ages. His face flushed red at my blunt honesty, but I could see the desire burning brightly behind those blue eyes. He nodded slowly, a smile beginning to tug at the corners of his lips. Okay, then let's do this, I guess, he said gruffly, already starting to unbutton his shirt. My heart leaped in my chest as I watched him undress. Each inch of skin revealed sending jolts of electricity down my spine. By the time he was completely naked, my vibrator had fallen silent and my body was tingling with anticipation. He approached the bed slowly, his gaze locked on mine as he reached down to gently stroke my inner thigh. I shivered beneath his touch, feeling a deep hunger awaken within me. You're so beautiful, he whispered, leaning in closer to press his lips against my own. His kiss was tender yet urgent, his tongue exploring the depths of my mouth with a hunger that mirrored my own. As we kissed, he began to explore my body more intimately, his hands tracing slow circles over my breasts and belly before delving lower to cup my pussy in his palm. I gasped into his mouth as he started to rub me there, his fingers sliding easily through the slick folds of skin that covered my entrance. I want you so much, he growled against my lips, thrusting two fingers deep inside me while simultaneously sucking on my neck. I moaned loudly, arching my back in response to the intense pleasure coursing through my body. His cock was hard and thick between us, pressed firmly against my stomach as he continued to finger-fuck me with rough precision. Please, I begged shamelessly, spreading my legs wide and offering myself up to him completely. I need you inside me. With a low groan of assent, he pulled his fingers free from my pussy and moved to position himself between my knees. As he did so, I reached down to wrap one hand around the base of his cock while using the other to guide its tip towards my entrance. He slid inside me easily, filling me up with a single thrust that made me cry out in pleasure. He was long and thick, stretching me wide as he began to pump his hips back and forth in a slow, steady rhythm. I could feel the pressure building within me with each passing second, my body tingling all over as I prepared to explode beneath him. And when he finally thrust deep one last time, burying himself completely inside me, I felt the world focused on the immense pleasure happening between my legs. My pussy clenched down hard around his cock as waves of pleasure crashed through my body, washing away every thought except for this single moment of ecstasy. He moaned loudly above me, thrusting harder now as he chased after his own release. And just when I thought it couldn't possibly get any better, he suddenly pulled out of me, taking the head of his cock that was completely covered in my pussy juices and dragging it through my still quivering pussy before aiming for my ass. I gasped in shock and surprise as he pushed inside me there, filling up a part of me that had never been touched before. It felt strange and taboo at first, but soon enough, it was just another source of unbearable pleasure for both of us to enjoy. He thrust deep one last time, burying himself completely within my ass as he finally let go. His cock throbbed wildly inside me, pumping out stream after stream of hot cum that filled up every inch of space between us. As we lay there together, catching our breath and coming down from the high of our shared orgasm, I couldn't help but smile to myself. This had been an encounter like no other, one that would stay with me forever as a testament to the power of spontaneous desire and unexpected connection. And as he finally pulled out of me, leaving me feeling pleasantly empty and well used, I knew there was only one thing left to say. I think we should do this again sometime. He grinned down at me, his face still flushed with lust. I was hoping you'd say that, he admitted sheepishly. Well then, I said, reaching up to take hold of his cock once more. How about right now? Thank you for listening to the audio of Unexpected Hotel Room Encounter. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.